Evening. Good to see y'all. Hallelujah. I'm going to grab a water. Well, guess what we're talking about?
Fight.
Yes. Faith. In a redneck slang. Y'all heard it.
Did I say it? Did I really?
You did it. You pulled it off. Good job. Good job. I'm rubbing off on y'all. It's exciting. Y'all might as well smile. It's only going to get better. Hallelujah. Yeah. Amen. You can turn over to Romans 10, please. Romans 10, about verse 14. You can pull it up in the CEV. It's fun. Last week, we were on baseless faith. Y'all remember that?
Yes, sir.
We didn't finish it, so we're going to go, we're going to attempt to finish it this evening.
Okay.
And then just continue on. Baseless, there it is. Baseless faith. Amen. Oh, yeah, I was reading. That's what I was doing. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Let's pray. Father God, we love, thank you, praise you, and magnify your holy name. I thank you for everything you've done, for everything you're doing, and for everything you will do. We just thank you, Father God. We come to your word reverently, humbly, and with receptive hearts, receptive minds, Father God, not with an attitude of we already heard it and we already know it. Or what else can there be about faith? Well, there's a lot more, Father God, and we know that.
Amen.
And so, Father God, we just come. Holy Ghost, we ask you, sir, to unveil and reveal truth to us from your word this evening. And I thank you, Father God, my tongue will be as the pen of a ready writer, bringing forth truth from your word that I didn't even plan on saying, not only for this congregation, but also for myself. And Father God, I receive it right now by faith. In the mighty name of Jesus, everybody agreed, said.
Amen.
Amen. How can people have faith in the Lord and ask him to save them if what?
They never heard about it.
And how can they hear unless someone what?
Tells them.
So how can people have faith in healing if they've never heard about healing? How can people have faith in a new house? How can people have faith in a new car? How can people have faith in victory?
Yeah.
Amen. If they never heard about it.
Right?
Amen. Right?
Yes.
Amen. That's why it's important. You know, we can't just rely on me just to feed us, you know, for 30, 45 minutes twice a week.
That's right. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. It's got to be on each one of us individually, right?
Yes.
Pull up the passion, please. While he's pulling it up, I'm going to read it out of the Weymouth. It says, but how are they to call on one in whom they have not believed? And how are they to believe in one whose voice they have never heard? Amen. Amen. The Passion says, but how can people call on him for help if they've not yet believed? And how can they believe in one they've not yet heard of? And how can they hear the message of life if there is no one there to proclaim it? Amen. So we're talking about a baseless faith, pretty much. You got to get into the Word and find out what belongs to you, right?
Amen.
Each and every one of us, right? Do y'all remember last week at all?
Yeah.
I don't need to go over anymore, do I? Can I just got to get back into it? Is that all right?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate that. Amen. Because I was going to tell you, I told you, y'all remember the story of Brother Hagin, right?
Yeah.
Last week, come on, about eating food, and then he said he knew he couldn't believe God for he knew he couldn't use his faith to be able to drink coffee. Because it was making him sick. Because he knew it. There was no nutritional value to it. And he just knew. He said, I just had the inward witness. I knew. I couldn't have faith for that. Because there was no nutritional value. He said, but the doctor told me I needed to eat the vegetables. He said, so I knew I could have faith for it because it was helping me.
Amen.
Right? Yeah. So he said, I understood I could use my faith for that, but when it came to coffee, even though it made me sick, he said, I knew I couldn't use faith to be able to drink coffee because it had no nutritional value to it.
Right.
Amen. And so we gotta understand that, right? That's a very important part. Amen. Did we read John 15? Let's go to John 15, about verse 4. Pull it up in the ERV first, please. And then we'll do the ERV and then the Passion. Stay joined to me, and I will stay joined to you. No branch can what? It must stay what? It is the same with you. You cannot produce fruit alone. You must stay joined to who?
Me.
To me, to God, right? Amen. Pull up the Passion, please. Let's go down to... let's read through 8. Please. Keep going. ERV is fine. Verse 5. I am the vine, you are the branches. If you stay joined to me and I to you, you will what?
Produce plenty of fruit.
I would make a mental note of that.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen. Amen. I would definitely make a mental note of that because he tells you a lot of answers right there in that one sentence. If you stay joined to me and I to you, you will.
Produce.
You will.
Yes.
You will produce plenty of fruit. You'll produce it.
Yeah.
Why? Because number one, you know that you know that you know. If God said it belongs to you, you know it's yours.
Yeah.
Nobody can talk you out of it, and no situation can convince you otherwise.
Amen.
Why? Because you know what the Word of God says. You know. Y'all remember last week I said, if I told you that, if I said, hey, Friday, I'm going to come over and give you a check for $10,000. How many of y'all would believe me?
Let me give you my address.
Why? Because y'all know me. Because y'all have spent time with me. You know I'm a person. If I say something, I truly do it. And if I can't do it, I'll call and be like, hey, I'm running late or this or whatever. Right?
Yes.
Why? Because we've hung out. We understand each other.
Yes.
Y'all know my character. I understand y'all's character, right? So do we know God like that?
Come on.
Amen.
We should, absolutely. But do we? That's the thing. Do we know him like that? You know, that's where some people get off and say, healing's not for everybody. Well, they don't know God. They truly do not know God. They've heard about him through other people. And so now they created an image. They've created a person through what somebody else has said about who God is.
Right.
Instead of figuring out who God is on their own. And being in the vine, staying joined to the vine.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Because then, and out of you, then you'll produce plenty of fruit. But separated from me, you what?
Won't be able to do anything.
So for me to wander around and keep going, man, I just don't have anything. It should spring a light in my head and be like, okay, obviously something's wrong on my side. I might not be joined.
Right.
I might not be hooked up to the lifeline here. So there's something going on with me. Obviously God's not just taken back from me going, no, you can't have it. Oh, you almost got it. Amen. Next, please. If you don't stay joined to me, you'll be like a branch that has been thrown out and has dried up. All the dead branches like that are gathered up, thrown into the fire and burned.
Amen.
Stay joined together with who?
Me.
With this world system?
No.
Stay joined to the news. That way you know what's going on all the time. Amen. And follow the news. That way you know you're enlightened. Follow what? Amen. If you do this, see, he's telling you, follow my teachings. If you do this, what's going to happen?
You can ask for anything you want.
So see, if you do that,
yeah.
That light's getting on my nerves. Yeah. It's blinking.
Uh-huh.
How's that not getting on y'all's nerves? Just throw something at it. Amen. Thank you. Good answer, Reed. My man. Stay joined together. It's my peripheral, man. I got excellent peripheral, so I can see that kind of stuff. I don't know. It just... So stay joined together with me and follow my teachings. If you do this, I'm going to teach you how to live with sickness and with lack. What does it say? I don't really think we understand what that sentence means, where it says you can ask for anything you want. Anything you want. And it might be given to you if you're living good enough. A lot of times we base, well, that's probably not going to happen, because you know last week I was just acting stupid. I probably shouldn't have did that. Well, did you repent? Yeah. Well, God forgot about it. Why are you trying to remind him?
Amen.
Amen. It will be given you. It will be given to you. Amen. Next, please. Show that you are my followers. Huh.
Amen.
And now we need to show that we are God's followers by doing what? This will bring glory or honor to you.
No.
I always, 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 if somebody says something to me, I really always take the glory back to God. Always. Always. I heard this one minister one time, I believe it was Brother Hagin, I think he wrote a book too, it said, be careful of three things. He said, gold, girls, and glory. And so I've paid attention to that. Show that you are my followers by producing much fruit. This will bring honor to my Father. Why? How will that bring honor to God? Have you ever thought about that? Because when somebody's just living a defeated life, but you're just running wide open, laughing about everything, calamity might hit your life and you fall down laughing and still producing. Things are still producing in your life. That brings people to you going, how are you doing that? And then if we get the big head go, well, I'm a genius. I ain't going to lie to you. You know, I just know how to trade. I know how to do the stock market. I know how to sell. Well, you ain't going to be there very long. But if you go, you know what? All glory be to God. He's gave me the ability to do this. I ask God. He's just been letting me know stuff in advance. That way I'm able to be prepared for it. Not only that, you know, I stay in the Word, and the Bible talks too much about me living in victory and not living in defeat. So I enjoy life.
That's right.
I enjoy life and I have fun every day.
Amen.
Yeah, but. I enjoy life. Yeah, but what if another COVID thing hits? Well, I'm going to laugh through that one like I did the last one. It doesn't change how I'm going to react if something starts going on another place or whatever. It's like with this Israel thing. People are just getting a little wild about it. I was talking to some guys, and they made a plan about living in the mountains in Colorado already. But fear will have you moving. Fear will have you getting everything ready. Fear will have you packing food up like nobody's business. Well, I got to use wisdom. Well, God can't provide for you, because I believe, was it Elijah? A bird fed him, but God can't feed you?
Come on.
Moving on. But, yeah, we ain't going to talk about that. So I want to get y'all, man. All right. Can we pull that up in the Passion? Was we in the Passion, or was that the ERV? Well, hallelujah. Look, we ain't going to get all the way through this, but that's fine. It really is. Amen. Pull up the Passion, please. So you must remain in life union with me, for I remain in life union with you. For as a branch severed from the vine will not bear fruit. So your life will be what?
Fruitless.
Fruitless. Unless you live your life how? I am the sprouting vine, and you're my branches. As you live in union with me as your source, fruitfulness will stream from both from within you. But when you live separated from me, you are what? If a person is separated from me, he is what? Such branches are gathered up and thrown into the fire to be burned. But if you live in a life union with me, and if my what?
Words.
And if my what?
Words.
And if my what?
Words.
Whose words?
God's words.
Amen. So then I shouldn't allow news to fill my mouth.
Amen.
I shouldn't allow defeat and lack to fill my mouth.
Amen.
I shouldn't allow sickness and depression to fill my mouth.
Amen.
My words live powerfully within you. You can ask whatever you desire and it will be done.
Amen.
When your lives bear abundant fruit, hallelujah.
Amen.
See, when they do that, you're doing what?
Demonstrating.
That you are my mature disciples who glorify my Father.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Pull up John 5:44, the CEV, please. John 5:44. How can you possibly believe? You like to have your friends praise you, and you don't care about the praise that only God can give. People are look at me and look at my faith. Some people get that way. That's a bad place to be. It really is. There was a story about Brother Keith Moore. He was teaching at Bible college, and he went out to start his car, and he said, it's an old battery. I knew it was an old battery. He said, you know, whenever you have an old battery, whenever it first gets cold, you know, it'll let you know real fast because it ain't going to start, right? Everybody knows that. And so it wouldn't start, and so he had his hood up, and there were some students that came by and said, oh, your car won't start? He said, no, nah, you know, it's an old battery. And they said, well, just speak to it.
No.
You know, a lot of times people will try to get you to show me your faith then.
Right.
You got faith, do something then.
Right.
And you need to pay attention to that.
Yes, sir.
Well, let me prove to you I got faith. Watch this. Stand back. I command you to start. You'll look like a fool.
Yep.
Yes.
He said, I knew it was an old battery. He said, I'm fine. I'll just go get a new battery. It's a dead battery. I knew it was old. It's been old. And I knew it was going out any day now. And so I'll just go get a new battery. Yeah, but just, you know, you're a faith person. You're in the Bible every day. Speak to it.
Mm.
Too many times people get caught up in that.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, show me. You go to church. Show me how this faith works then.
Amen.
And then we think we got to prove it. All right, God will back me so I can prove to him.
Yes.
Well, did God tell you to speak to it? Number one. Are you just trying to show off? Yeah, pretty much. That's a bad place to be. Doing things like, well, I'm just going to prove to them that healing's real. Well, are you led to pray for the person? Or not.
Amen.
I think, well, we'll go on. Amen. I'm going to prove to them that what I believe about the word is right. I'm going to prove to them that prosperity is right. I'm going to prove to them that healing is right. Right? It's like whenever you're talking to somebody that doesn't believe in healing and they're sick and you go, well, just let me pray to you for you. I'll show you healing's right. Well, now there's no faith behind that. That's watch this. That's look at what I can do. That's a horrible place to be. It really is. Because nothing's going to happen and now you're going to hinder your faith. You really are. Not only that, people are going to look at you like you're crazy because that's how you're acting. All right, moving on. I'm going to prove to them I've got faith and that I can get this. Right? If you stop and think about what you're doing, you're seeking your own glory and it will not end well. Because you're wanting to show people what your faith will do. Look at this. You know, I've been in the Word. I got faith. Watch. Oh, I can believe for that. Oh, I can believe for that. Why can't you believe for it? Amen. Just use your faith. Go for it. Do whatever you want. Yeah, all right. It's not my job to prove the Bible is true. Right. Not my job to prove God is real. God and the Bible both have been doing fine long before I got here. Long before I got here. The Bible will prove itself. I don't know why we think we have to prove it to people. We don't. Amen. But some people do sometimes. Amen. Let's go over to John 12:43 in the ERV, please. John 12:43, it says, they loved praise from who?
People.
More than praise from God. Amen. That's why some people try to show off with their faith or whatever. Because they're looking for, oh man, did you see what he did? Did you see what he did with his faith? Golly, he's awesome. Well, all eyes are off God now. Now they're looking right at you.
Amen.
And you think God likes that?
Amen.
No, it's good. No, it's good.
I kind of threw that in there. That is good. But go to Exodus 14 and through 16. We'll read this real fast. Obviously still talking about baseless faith, right? Or a foundation, a base to your faith, however you want to say it'll work.
Okay.
Thank you. The Lord shall what?
Fight for you.
Amen. The Lord shall what?
Fight for you.
And you shall hold your what?
Peace.
Next, please. And the Lord said unto Moses, wherefore criest thou unto me? Speak unto the children of Israel that they what?
Go forward.
But lift thou up thy rod and stretch out thy hand over the sea. And what?
Divide it.
And the children of Israel shall what?
Go on dry ground.
Through the midst of the sea. Who is saying that?
God.
Who's he talking to?
Moses.
So do the children of Israel have a word? What's the word?
Go
across this sea on dry ground.
That's right?
Right?
Yes.
So they have a foundation to it. So now they can have faith for it. Because God said to go, I can have faith for it. God, you said go, so we're going, right?
That's right.
Now look at Exodus 9, about verse 1. Then the Lord said unto Moses, go in unto Pharaoh and tell him Thus saith the Lord God of the Hebrews, let what? That they may what?
Serve me.
Where did they drown at? In the Red Sea. Right? Did they try to cross the Red Sea? They did. Did they have a word from God that they could cross the Red Sea?
No.
What word from God did they get?
Let my people go.
That's the word they got from God. Yeah. Let my people go, not cross on dry land. So they just assumed, well, they did it. I can do it.
Yeah.
Well, they believe for this big house, I should be able to do it too. Well, they believe for healing. I should be able to do this. Well, you're basing believing something off somebody else, not even based off the Word of God. So there's no foundation. So when the storms of life come, it'll knock you off your feet and you'll go, man, faith doesn't work. I thought I was believing. Well, you're not. You don't have a foundation. What's the purpose of a foundation? What's the purpose? Obviously, we need to find out, what's the purpose of a foundation? What's the real purpose of a foundation? Something that will not move. Something that holds everything in place. That way, when tornadoes, when floods, when everything comes, the foundation will always be there.
Yes.
Right? It's firm. It's deep in the ground. It's not letting anything move. It might teeter a little bit, but it doesn't move its place. It doesn't fall off. And the more word we get on the inside of us, the deeper our foundation is. And when the storms of life do show up, we're able just to be able to stand there. Because when you've done all to stand, fall down and cry because God gave up on you. What does it say? When you've done all to stand, stand therefore. Stand. Stand. And stare it right in the face and say, I ain't going to be moved. I'm not going to be moved. You can come at me all day, that's fine. I'm not going to be moved. I got too much of a foundation now. I found out what belongs to me. I found out who I am in Christ. Let my people go. So they had faith to let them go, right?
Amen.
Even though they just saw somebody else cross the Red Sea, they still didn't have, okay, you can cross the Red Sea. The word they got was, let my people go. And so they assumed, well, I should be able to make that too then. I should be fine. Amen. I wrote this. So them trying to do it drowned. That's the difference between trying it and doing it.
Yeah.
Amen. Turn over to Matthew 29 real fast, please.
There is no Matthew 29.
14:29. Matthew 14:29. And he said, come. And when Peter was come down out of the ship, who?
Peter.
Out of the ship, he walked on the water to what?
To go to
Jesus. But when he saw the wind boisterous, he was
afraid.
And beginning to sink, he cried, saying, Lord, save me. So what was his word?
Come.
So he got out on the water. That's why he was able to walk on the water, because he had faith. He got a word and he said, you know what? I can believe this because you said so.
Amen.
So what has God said about healing? What has God said about victory?
Amen.
What has God said about prosperity? Right? But he got his word, so he got out of the boat, right? I wonder if any of the others tried to jump out of the boat. I wonder if any of them thought, well, if he did it, I should be able to do it. If it had been some people these days, they'd have probably jumped out. Well, if you can do it, I can too. I'm dying, Jesus. Uh they didn't have a foundation to stand on. Yeah. What would have happened if they'd have said, well, if Peter can do it, I can. They'd have fell in the water and not made it, right? Yeah. But then Peter took his eyes off of his foundation and started considering, this is impossible. There's no way I'm going to make it. I'm about to drown. He took his eyes off his foundation. It's interesting how if we allow things to take our gaze off the Word of God or off what's on the inside of us, then our foundation will be able to start moving.
That's right. That's
because now we start going, well, God, I thought you said healing was for us. Well, now my foundation is starting to look a little wavy. Because I started off strong, but I'm still believing. Yeah, but I've been believing for this for 5 years. And what else are you going to do? Not believe?
Right.
Stay with it till you see it come to fruition. Amen. Stay with it. What else you got to do? What else do we have to do?
Amen.
It's either we're going to believe or we're not going to believe.
Right.
And if we don't believe, we'll never see it come to pass. So we got to make a decision. Either I'm going to stay with the foundation or I'm going to give it up. That's the thing.
Yes.
And how do we stay with the foundation? What was the first scriptures that we were reading? Turn back to those, please. Let's go over those. John 15, 4 through 8 in the ERV, please. John 15, 4 through 8, ERV. Stay joined to me. And I will stay joined to you. No branch can produce fruit alone. It must stay connected to the vine. It is the same with you. You cannot produce fruit alone. You must stay joined to me.
Amen.
I am the vine and you are the branches. If you stay what?
Joined.
See, if you stay joined. If you stay joined, if you stay joined to me and I to you, you will. There's no question there. He said you will produce plenty of fruit, but separated from me, you won't be able to do anything. If you don't stay joined to me, you'll be like a branch that has been thrown out and has dried up. All the dead branches like that are gathered up, thrown into the fire, and burned. Stay joined together with me and follow my teachings. Hallelujah. If you do this, there's another one. If you do this, if you do what? If you stay joined and follow his teachings, you can ask for anything you want, and it will be given to you. Why will it be given to you? That foundation. That foundation. Because let's say you're wanting to believe God for a house, or you're wanting to believe God for healing, or whatever it is. I'm just going to say house because it's easier for me right now. So let's say you're looking, you're like, all right, God, is it all right? Because number one, we always ask, should I go after this house or not? Should I believe you for this house or do I need to wait? And so if I get the go-ahead, then I'll be like, all right, so I'll put my faith on it, right? And if I follow his teachings, right, if you do this, you can ask for anything you want. So I'm believing God for this house. I made sure I'm good with it and everything. And he said, yeah, go ahead. And so I'm believing God for this house, right? And then things start coming up. Somebody else buys this house that was for sale. And then a lot of times people's feathers fall. Well, God, I thought it was my house. Well, why'd you just give up?
Why
all of a sudden, just because somebody else bought it, did you give up? Did you say you couldn't have it now? So now you said you were in faith, but now just because somebody else bought it, now you're like, well, because I wonder if, like, I've heard this a few times. Somebody's been believing God for something. There was this guy, he was believing for something there in Pawnee. And he believed God, he just knew that that it was his. And it was like 5 or 10 years later. Whenever, at the very front, though, this building was kind of tore up. And it went through a few different people's hands. But they fixed it up each time. And so by the time he got it, he didn't have to do nothing to it.
Amen.
It was fixed up for him by the time he got it. So I wonder if God's just getting it fixed up for you before you get it then. So that you don't have to do all that extra work. But it'll be in pristine condition once you get it. And it'll be just like you liked it. See, but a lot of times we'll look at it and go, oh, God, I thought I was believing for that, God. Why didn't I get it? Well, why'd you just give up?
Amen.
You know, everything's not an instant pudding.
That's right.
That's one thing we need to learn.
Amen.
Just stay with it till you see it come to fruition.
Amen.
Stay with it till you see it come to fruition, regardless of what it ever looks like. Regardless of what it ever looks like. Regardless.
Amen.
If you're standing in faith about it, stay with it. It doesn't matter what it looks like. Stay with the Word of God and stay with your foundation. And don't allow a situation or somebody else getting it or you getting worse at sick-wise. Don't allow that to deter you or move you off. Stay with the Word of God. Laugh about it. If it'll help you, laugh about it. And it will help you, to be honest with you. Because if you start laughing about it, you'll get your mind off of, well, I guess I can't have that. You know, they got it. Well, what does that have to do with you getting it?
Amen.
Amen. All right. We better stop. Well, did y'all get anything? Well, amen. You know, I really thank God for these teachings that we've been doing lately, because they've been helping me immensely. They really have.
Yes.
I've needed them. Amen. Helping me do some things. Hallelujah. Thank God for his help. Father God, we love, thank you, praise you, magnify your holy name. And I thank you we will be doers of the word and not hearers only. And we'll continually check on our foundation, Father God. We won't just look at the foundation one day and just go, all right, we'll be good, and then just leave it. But we'll continually inspect it and make sure the foundation stays good, that it's not corroding away, that it's not falling apart, but that it's continually kept up to speed. And so we thank you for it, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Everybody agrees, said, amen.
Amen.
Don't forget about the chairs.